shortly expects to receive a contingent of Cuban doctors for Chitungwisa City Council, for the City Health Department clinics. It is something that we are working on together with the Ministry of Health and Child Care. It is coming to us courtesy of an intergovernmental agreement between the governments of Zimbabwe and Cuba. So when these doctors come here, they are paid their salaries by their own government, that's the Cuban government. All we have to really do for them is provide them with accommodation and transport. So we are very excited about it because we are going to get assistance in our clinics, in our City Health Department clinics, once the contingent of Cuban doctors arrives.
But is it not going to be problematic for Cuban doctors to work in Zimbabwe? Because Cuba is a Spanish-speaking country. Zimbabwe, it's English-speaking. And, of course, many people in your constituency speak Shona.
Yes, it's true that sometimes there can be a bit of a language barrier. But from my own understanding, I know the Cuban doctors usually like to work together in groups. They usually come together in groups and they work in groups. And the good thing about working in groups is you can help each other when you are on the job. Also, as well, we can look for and make use of interpreters. We are also dealing with professionals here. These are people who are trained and who know their job. So I view it as a good thing that they are coming. I view it as a thing that we are all going to benefit from as a community.
When do you expect them to be in Zimbabwe?
We are expecting them to be deployed around January or February. We are expecting about four Cuban doctors. As you may know, for Chitungwisa City Health Department, we have four clinics, one for Seke North, one for Seke South, another one for St. Mary's, and another one for Zengeza. So we are going to have essentially one doctor for each clinic, which is a good thing. We're expecting them around January or February next year in 2020.
Lastly, your primary focus is usually primary health care. Why is it that you are engaging doctors at this juncture?
Well, the doctors will assist us in giving service to our people. They will complement the curative health delivery system, which is already in place. Our clinics, as I said, we focus on primary health care. So the backbone of the service we offer in our clinics is the nurse. Most of the professional staff working in the clinics are the nurse. They are the major caregivers. But, of course, the doctors will then complement that service because they will also add an additional professional element to what the work that is being done. So it's something that we will benefit from. I view it as a positive development that we are expecting the contingent of Cuban doctors to come to assist us.